Recording has started.
Thank you very much, Christian. Stefani, you may go on now.
Thank you, Miriam. So this is a call of the NCSG CRM team with the Serbia representative Martin Pes, along with myself, Stefani Tarvarin, John Kerr, Rafik Damak, and Semlan Franco. Okay, we have your proposal, Mr. Pes, and looking at it, and basically looks fairly good. There are some concerns. Would you like have want some to say something before we at the beginning, at this point? Any particular questions or details before I go on, Martin?
No, not necessarily. As I had announced before, I sent you on Friday what I had got, knowing that there would be issues to elaborate more on in more detail, but I think that's what we're here for today.
Okay. So, in general, yeah, I think you have understand the basic needs fairly well, and the most of the details can be ironed out during the process, as we agreed that we definitely like an agile setup here. We don't want to hardwire things too much in advance because we don't really know how things work with the CVCRM and what we need to do. Also, looking at the budget, it's reasonably close to what I expected, but a bit more. On the other hand, we can spend at this point pretty close to 8,000 euros, and actually $9 in the initial stage of this thing, including hosting for at least some time. But we should be able to get more money later, so we'll just have to arrange that so that it works out. And so I need to basically set up a billing in that such a way that I get the bill, actually the bills for hosting and your initial bill totaling up to less than $9,000, or which is almost exactly 8,000 euros. And that should cover the initial stage, and then if we run out of money somewhere, we'll get more. Looking at this itemization, the one that I think is easy to cut or at least postpone partially would be the user training and support. At least, I'd like you to open that up a little, as Brendan already asked in the email, but exactly how does that would contain the training. So this area offering a series of 1 to 2 hour online classes. How many would that money include? How much is that exactly? What's going on there?
Yeah, I would distinguish between like basic user training that more or less everybody who will work with the system should have, like covering basic concepts and functionality that I think usually takes at least 4 hours. And always there's an option to make up for training hours with like self-study. There's pretty good user documentation available, but oftentimes people lack the time to read a lot of documentation. So 4 hours of basic user training, I think, are realistic. And then regarding advanced topic, well, again, depends. If you have 1 or 2 or maybe even 3 persons who think they have the time or can dedicate the time to become like power users and learn about advanced user and like administrator topics, I mean customizing the system with configuration options on the surface, on the user interface, like creating custom fields, setting option groups, communication options, things like that, where you don't necessarily need previous advanced IT knowledge, something like this. Try to describe that difference in my email response to what's your colleague's name? Brendan, I think. Brendan's mail. And I think it makes sense to have one person, or better, two, to become our users, or administrators on the software level, because makes you more independent, and in the sense of sustainability, I think you have an open source system here. It should give you a certain amount of independence, and there are a lot of topics that a user who regularly works with the system can get to know and can master, I think. So I think another 8 hours of advanced user training and administrator training would make sense. But that's up to you. You can also say we just want to be the simple users and leave advanced topics to us. But that will all the same, I would say, go into support hours then. And in the first phase of the implementation and the beginning of the deployment, I think it makes sense to have a certain contingent of support hours. This is, I think, maybe pretty generous. That was another 12 hours. You may not need that much, but since you only would only charge you for what you actually use up, I think it's better to be prepared and surprised in a positive way by paying less than the other way around. If you have one or two folks who are a little bit tech savvy and can dedicate themselves to learning, also by reading documentation, getting in touch with the community, where we always are glad to point in the right direction, then it can be less. Could be 2 days instead of three, or maybe even less. I know of organizations that have mastered the system all by themselves, but that requires quite some time, of course. So these 3 days are, maybe a little cautious estimate, and could be less, could be 2.5 days, unless you are really willing to dive into the system, read documentation, and are also able to spend a lot of time learning.
Okay, at this point, Pamela and Franco, you have a comment? You go ahead for that.
Thank you, Tapani. Good morning, Tapani. Good morning, to everybody. I have a comment and then I have a question. The front end of this, putting it together, we're a fairly small organization. We don't have designated positions, and I think it's important that we do the front end build in a way that is fairly slim and durable, so that we don't need much sort of high-tech involvement either from our end and a minimal amount from the end of the programmers. We basically are managing a fairly small data set, any way you measure it against other things. And we're not going to be doing a lot of the activities that normal organizations do using it. So I would be in favor of assuming we don't have technically trained people within our midst, that we rely more mainly on support from the programmers, which I think will be minimal, and that we start with a fairly lean system and see how that goes. That's my first suggestion. So I think that I would rather see money for support rather than in user training for our own deep manipulation of this this application. The second one is a question for Martin, and that's for the validation of members for elections. Some organizations I deal with simply have a place in a database that indicates whether the person has logged into their profile within the last time period, and if they've logged in, then that's treated as validated. And I'm assuming that this application also tracks when people last logged in, and we could use that data field for membership verification, and I'd like a comment on that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also noticed there was a question from Joanne Kerr, and I will answer that second and first regarding the login history. CVCRM kind of shares the user management with the CMS comes along with. That means you would install a Drupal CMS, and CVCRM acts as a Drupal module. So that would be Drupal that would be managing the users, and of course it locks the logins, yeah. and there's also a Drupal module available that gives you a pretty detailed login history if that's necessary. But using the last login date as a trigger for something that should then happen would be possible. Then updating the database on a regular basis, would that mean Sam asked already, updating member field information or changing the fields within the user profile, or even performing system updates, I would amend.
And Joan, would you care to explain what you meant? I see your hand is up, Joan.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Updating member field information, yes, definitely. Editing a single contact record is pretty basic operation, and everybody should be able to do that. Changing the fields within a user profile, that would be basically a thing called custom fields. In CVCRM, you have the option to add fields of different types, like texts or multiple values or dates or whatever you need. Add fields to contacts, but also to other data types like memberships or activities. You can add your own fields that are not within the standard configuration. And that would be one topic that I think makes sense to have a power user who can do that. It's not very complicated, but not everybody should do it. I think if only not to clutter your system with too many fields into too many different places. But I don't think you would want to call us every time you need a field somewhere, because it's really not that complicated.
Okay, I think that sounds reasonable enough. Whether or not we need power user training, I think that's something we can postpone a little. Let's see how far we get. If we have people of rather varying levels of IT experience, but and also varying levels of time available for this thing. Now, I'm a fairly experienced Linux sysadmin. I think I could pull this off if I can find the time to learn this from just reading the documentation, and I will probably make just an experiment of copying this to a host of my own just to see how easy that is at some point. But that's not something we need to decide now, but I propose that we fix what we absolutely need to do at this point. As I said, I want to basically pay you enough to get started and enough to cover some support, so that when you run out of money, then we'll find more for additional support. So that's a billing process, meaning that we'd pay for the hosting to the Probo CEO company for 1 year to begin with. And on that point, I think we might get along with a minimal hosting packet given the size of our member database. Well, you think you would understand this would be enough for us?
Yeah, definitely. I think that will suffice for quite a while, because their basic server setup is actually quite performant. And
yeah, it looks fairly heavy for us. So that's €39 per month. Including taxes, will it add up? Anyway, that works out to what, 500 or less in a year, which means we would have about 7,500 to pay you. And I expect that would last for, well, getting us through the initial minimal, the basic setup, everything, enough training to get us started and some support. And when if you need more support, more training, then we'll come up with more money. Does that sound like a reasonable way to go on? Because we are not, NCSG is not a very bureaucratic organization, but ICANN is, and the bill will be footed by ICANN. So we have to spend a certain amount of money by the end of fiscal year, which is the end of June.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to have a bill from you for that much, that to be payable before the end of June, and that will cover as far as it goes. But I think that if we have $9,000, I can spend at this point without any problem. We may get more, but probably not. But in next fiscal year, which starts in June, we will get more, but it'll take a while to get started. But with that, looking at your proposal, we'll just leave some of the training for later consideration, but we should have enough training to get a few people, those who will be initially using it, basically to get the minimal training they need.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Regarding your membership process, I don't think we need to understand it in every little detail, but I think it would be interesting to decide, or as far as we can right now, if such offset date driven approach is right for you. You corrected me and wrote that your process is actually kind of offset date driven because your elections are really regularly taking place every year.
Yes, they have to. Yeah, the election takes place at some time in the autumn, but from the August September time frame, but there is some variation there.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind the CV member, or CV CRM's membership module is that if the membership is not renewed, it actually like expires and then gets status of, well, expired or whatever you call it, not active anymore. That would be what you really wanted to.
I'm not quite sure. The difference here is that when somebody does not confirm their status in good standing, we will not remove them from the database. They will hang right there and they may come back. Next year we'll ask them again. If they are actually to be removed, that requires a separate process. So this is just they will remain off the voter list this year if they don't confirm, but they can do that next year. So we basically in a different scenario that they are passive members, but they are not are still members.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think. Then, if you say that that having such an approach where the status gets updated automatically, depending on whether or not membership is renewed, whether it's just the terminology, that wouldn't mean that. If it's not renewed, the whole record would be deleted or something. It's that the membership that's attached to the contact, kind of, gets the status of expired, and that doesn't keep you from asking the person again a year later. So,
but it also should not prevent them from updating the contact information, and also they should show up in the membership lists if they are pulled from the database for display purposes and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I understand.
Okay, but in the meantime, I see that, if I may, Rafik, you have a word at this point. Rafik?
Yes, thanks, Stefani. Maybe since you are talking about the expiration and the election, something important. There is no expiration. I mean, they are members. They are just inactive. So we need status for that. What is important is to generate a voters list for those who confirm it. That's what we need, to generate that list every year. And to use another system, online voting system. So, so just I think creating some status and creating the query, depending how we can, you know, we will define the table for members and generate the list of votes. So it's kind of different process. We keep them in the DB, but just we update the status in that regard before the election. Going back to the discussion about the training and so on, while we are going to get support and all those, I mean, in terms of setup and so on, it's quite important also for us to take ownership of the system. It's not just to be a simple user like adding members and so on, quite basic operation, but it's really also, if I understand, like CVCRM as an open source system, there are a lot of documentation and information and community around, which is quite helpful. I think getting some training for, as you say, maybe super user, power user, or whatever, in the beginning to understand the concept, and from then people can really dive into documentation and so on. That's, I think, the experience that has Tapani or myself as we are working on an IT field. We need in the beginning to understand the concepts because it can be confusing, and to understand the terminology around that system. But after that, it's quite possible, whatever there is problem or to understand operation, to check the tutorials, to check documentation, and so on. So I guess we can find a balance here. We cannot just account on kind of customer service and so on. You need at some level to take some ownership and to have the basics how to manage quite. I mean, even we are just organization, but membership is quite critical, if I can say, critical mission system for us and at some level. So,
yeah, absolutely. An organization is basically its members, and we do need to be able to, you, as you say, take over the system and even pull it out to another hosting company or whatever we might want to do at some point later. So that level, we need the ability, but how much training we actually need for that? Excuse me for 10 seconds. What is it, my?
Okay. Just one remark from my side. We support both approaches. We are really happy to help organizations work independently with the system. We do not close down anything on the service. And as far as you are able to manage things, can get access.
I'm back. Sorry about that. Carry on.
Hey, Tapani, I was just again explaining our approach to that capacity building topic. And we're also quite willing to share knowledge about advanced topics. We don't try to guard our expert knowledge there to keep you out of it. So whatever you want, you can get from us, or we also encourage you to get in contact with the community and get access to online documentation. If that's not what you need, we can also provide you with ongoing support or whatever your approach is. I think maybe it would make sense.
I lost your voice. Is that just me? So, Martin, we can't hear you anymore. Oh, well. Martin, can you hear us? Okay. Well, he's gone. Let's review the plan. It seems to be coming up that we do need a couple of people to become reasonably power users in this thing, but whether we need training for that or how much is a somewhat open issue. I think we should be able to afford more training, especially if we go in the case, as I hope, we get budget for this in the continuing sense, or if we can use the NCUC allocation on this or NPOC allocation for the budget, then we should be able to afford much more. But anyway, we'll need the basic training for all EC members and Mariam, at least, in all EC members in all constituencies and the NCSG as well. That is the basically people who will deal with this. And power users, however many, but I would like to have at least two, preferably three, like Rafik, myself, someone from NPOC might be a good way to go on.
Okay, hello, hello.
Oh, hello again, Martin. Yes, welcome back. Lost you for a moment. So we were discussing about how much training we need and how we time it and so on. So I think we do need a couple of power users, maybe three, but how much training they will actually need depends. So, and when the basic training for just adding up about 10 people, no, 15, maybe something between like that, and maybe three, four power training, power user training.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll need support initially, but I expect we will need fairly little of it in the normal course of things when we get up and running. But we may need it again when people change. So more training and support a year later when we have a new people coming in and going. So maybe depending on how easily easy it turns out to be. But initial stage would be getting the basic training for a bunch of people and a few power users who, well, we'll see how much it works out. But the budget here, so how much, this is contingent for user training and support, how much does that 2700 include? We'll be running out of money before we get. Yeah.
I don't think so. That's 3 full days. And, as I said, I think it's a pretty cautious calculation. It should take you pretty far if you're
okay.
Willing and able to contribute to your own capacity building.
Okay, so if we set the budget down on that spot so that we can, adding up the hosting for 1 year, and which leaves, that's about 500. So you'll bill us for about 7,500 or so. That, and we'll use it as long as it lasts, basically, with training and support. If we find out that we don't need as much training, then we'll have more support in our tab, so to speak. That sounds reasonable?
Yeah, right. To me, yes, it does. Regarding the hosting, was that clear enough from what I wrote that there's kind of like a third party in the hosting provider is
your contract partner regarding I'm hearing myself
with a bad somebody muted their mic, thank you. The hosting provider, RobHost, would be your contract partner regarding the server. And we are basically just doing the Drupal and CVCRM related tasks on the server. I think probably you need some more information about, or you might need more information about their offer, their services in detail. Or maybe Tapani, from you said you can read German pretty well. Did you find everything you need on their website? Did you have a look at RobHost's website?
I did review it very briefly, and it seems clear enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then,
at this point, go ahead.
What I would do, or what I've put down so far as my my homework, so to say, is to adjust the budget and also I would like to think through what the membership process details that we discussed would mean for the implementation. I don't think it is really a fundamental difference. It's just to get a better idea of how to approach it. And as I said, it has smaller implications for the data migration. But after all, we could still discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I see it. Okay, Joan, you have a question? Joan?
Thank you, Stefano. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, great. I have a question regarding the training and updating of members. So I know that there is going to be some training for a number of people. Is there also going to be maybe a bit of download that someone can see? What happens in our community, especially for MPOC, which is a not-for-profit operating community, is that different, we're the four organizations, and organizations, the person that's responsible for the, that's the contact for the membership, leaves, and there is new members or another representative. So the person that's trained may not be the person that's there 3 months later, and they have to update the information. However, they would not have been on the training until, of course, when it's scheduled. Could there be something on the site that they could see or download, so at least if it's basic, they can then update that information that doesn't require the formal training?
I understand that, of course, there's documentation, and we will presumably develop some of our own custom documentation, but whether these training sessions, for example, could be videoed, something that might be of interest, or just at least having the reasonably simple customized documentation at hand that we can hand over to the next person in charge.
Well, yes, we could, on the one hand, try recording the online training sessions. That would be perfectly okay for me. Regarding creating own documentation, I think I would distinguish between general documentation that explains system functionality generally, that applies to, well, more or less all users, and that exists in a, I think, pretty good form, pretty extensive, and I wouldn't recommend duplicating that by trying to explain the whole system with some sort of internal documentation. What you might want to do is like describing the main processes and also maybe some like standards or special processes that that you have defined for you, for yourself, for your organization, and that could make sense to do that in a like some sort of wiki. Yeah, I don't know if you have any platform for that kind of stuff.
Of course, we do quite a few. In fact, quite rather too many, actually.
Okay. Yeah, and that could make sense, but again, there's pretty good general documentation, and you shouldn't try to write that again. And sometimes a little bit difficult to distinguish and find a format that makes sense, but yeah, of course, can support that. And well, most of the time we work with organizations with German as working language, and our like basic documentation is in German. But I think there are also ways you could work with the official documentation in English. It's on a, well, Tapani will know that, on a Git-based system. So you could like pull your own version from it. I would look into that. You know, they just lately switched from another format to a Git-based system with the documentation, and I will look into that again and see if there's some recommendation I can make regarding ways you can work with that documentation, like to customize it to your needs.
Yes, I don't think we'll have much trouble. What we most likely will end up doing is writing some very simple custom documentation for people, so that whenever people change in their those roles, that they can pick up speed quickly enough. Maybe occasionally by the next training, but more not. Once we get through and going, I think it will be institutional knowledge within our organization, so to speak, and then it could be not a big deal. I think we can manage that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Okay, the timing. Let's try to, as I said, I have a deadline for the initial funds at the end of this month. So, do you make us a new proposal? Check. Okay, I'll have to contact the hosting company. Will you? Let me see. I have to check that the price includes taxes, because I can't see that here.
Well, I think it. I think it doesn't. I think it's meant to be without without VAT. Would you? I'm not sure if you would be obliged to pay value-added taxes.
Okay, that's something we have to find out.
Because you know, we have non-profit customers in other countries that don't need to pay us, at least not here in Germany. Value added tax, but that's also some don't know, financial, technical stuff, I have to ask our accountant every time again. But yeah, maybe you check back about that too, and then I would consider that in the budget as well. Would make sense.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'll try to get that done as fast as possible, although I'll be in Brussels for the rest of the week in a conference, so I won't have much time, but I'll get someone to check that in the meantime. So let's say that we can try to get this fixed next week, early next week, I hope. But otherwise, I think we are in basic agreement on what we are going to do. It's just a matter of technicalities with the billing and pricing that remains to be settled. Is that everybody agree with that? Okay. So.
By the way, where's your organization officially registered?
Now, there is the crux, because it's not, as it were, the organizational status is that it's effectively a non-registered organization at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, the billing would, at least for the initial stage, basically be, had to address it care of me, and I will manage to get it paid.
Mm-hmm.
Which may mean problems with the VAT, but otherwise it should be non-issue, but I'll have to find out what it means with regarding taxes.
Yeah. Okay. Our accountant will ask me questions too.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Okay. So, anything else we would need to clarify now?
I don't think so, and I was hoping to close this within 1 hour, which is about approaching, so unless anybody else has any comments, let's close this and I will deal directly with you about the billing process.
Yeah, fine. And if any more questions come up, just send an email and I'll try to answer them.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay, let's close this call. Thank you, everybody, for being present. And you can stop the recording. Thank you.
Thank you very much for attending the meeting. Christine, you may now stop the recording. Thank